The second round of Bucks fixtures took place yesterday, with Uni recording an improved 41 wins, 4 draws and 26 losses. Here's a roundup of how our first teams got on.
In football, the men won 3-2 away at Durham in the Premier North. In Midlands 1A, the women lost 1-0 away at Oxford First.
Meanwhile, in rugby union, Nottingham's women followed up their thumping win last week with another away at Bedfordshire. The final score, 39-10. The men lost 18-12 away at Durham Firsts.
Turning to basketball, the men lost a high-scoring game away at Oxford Brookes, 84-55. The women were without a fixture.
In badminton, the men won 7-1 away at Bedfordshire Firsts. The women drew 4-all at home to Leeds Met Firsts.
In Midlands 1A, the men's fencing team had their first home fixture of the year, beating Warwick's first team by 119 points to 96. The women were fixtureless.
The hockey club bounced back in style from last week's defeats with a 5-1 win at home to Leeds First for the men and a 4-1 win against the same uni for the women.
Leeds also suffered at the hands of our women's lacrosse team, who won 24. The men were at home to Leeds Met First and won 17-8.
After a narrow loss to Trent last week, the netball club won an astonishingly close game away at East Anglia by 40 points to 39. Our rugby league team recorded perhaps the biggest win of the day at home to Warwick, the score 46-4.
The men's table tennis team won 10-7 at home to Warwick, whilst the women had no match. In tennis, the men's team also turned around a heavy defeat last week, winning 12-0 away at Coventry First. Unfortunately, the women were on the receiving end of a 12-0 loss at home to Leeds Met First.
Finally, in volleyball, the men won 3-0 away at Cranfield First and the women lost 3-1 away at Aston First.
That's this week's Bucks Roundup from Year End Sport. Tune in to next Thursday's show from 6pm for next week's results and follow at Year End Sport.